Thank you, Sandra, for the introduction and for moderating this session. You've been so gracious with your communications and your organizations, and really thank you. Our presentation this afternoon is about lowering sodium in the elementary school food environment. And Sheena asked, gee, what can be done in schools? Well, we're here to tell you. So, with me this afternoon, as a member of APHA for 15 years now, or almost 15 years, I want to introduce and welcome my colleagues on this project, Ms. Marissa Lampier and Ms. Julie Tucker, and I'm going to share the podium with them. We wanted you to know that we had handouts for this session, but they're sitting in Philadelphia Airport with their luggage. All right, we have no disclosures to make here, and we're going to let Marissa take over.
Okay. Thank you, Yvonne. So we are from Broome County, New York. We have a population of about 195,000, a mean household income of about 41,000, and we have a pretty significant racial health disparities in our community and a high premature death rate from all cardiovascular diseases. So we were awarded a three-year sodium reduction in communities project that is funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and we are one of five proud funded communities, and we are coordinated by the New York State Department of Health, and it is a pilot project. We're currently in year three, and we're working in two sectors in our community. We're working in the grocery stores and in senior meal sites, and we're also working in the schools, which is what we're here to talk about today, and specifically in the elementary schools. And our goal is to reduce the sodium content in school lunches. So here on your left is a list of the top sources of sodium. That's a top 10 list that was provided to us by the CDC. And these are where Americans are getting the most amount of sodium in their diet. And on the top right is a slide of different sandwich items that are offered daily in our schools. And as you see, every single one of them has an item in the top 10. And at the bottom here is a slide dedicated just to condiments. And each of those is how many milligrams of sodium is in 1 half-ounce serving, which is a packet. So as we know, our students are dippers. They like to put lots of condiments on their sandwiches and dip their food. So that just shows how much sodium is contributed just in the sides. These are all of our stakeholders who we really wouldn't be able to do our project without them. First, I'm going to talk about the schools. We really need support from the administrators all the way down to the school staff, the parents, the teachers. And Julie is going to talk a little bit more about the schools and who's involved. We really need support from the food service industry. This includes the brokers, the manufacturers, and the vendors who produce the foods. Also, public health, of course, is a big part. And last but not least, our sodium reduction and community partners. This is the people at home that we work with closely that makes our work possible.
So I am a registered dietitian, and I work for Broome Tioga BOCES Food Services. And BOCES is basically an educational site that outsources some of its services, and one department is food services. So we cover 15 school districts in two counties, and we run their food service department. We include rural, suburban, and urban areas. We have schools that range from 640 students to 6,000, and we serve approximately about 20,000 lunches a day and 8,000 breakfasts. And we decided to focus on elementary schools because, as research has shown, sodium is an acquired taste. Plus, at this time, we also had a standardized elementary school menu for all districts, which made it easier for us to, you know, target foods on the menu and make changes. And also you can see on here that our school districts range from 17% to 70% free and reduced. So we're quite diverse across these two counties. And our central administration has a senior food service director and then two food service directors that cover several districts, as well as a special projects coordinator who works on initiatives like farm to school, and then me, the registered dietitian, who covers all the districts. And we also have 15 managers at each of the districts and about 400 food service staff. This is a diagram to kind of bring everything together. And under Broome Tioga BOCES Food Services. We have a program that's called Rock On Cafe, and it is trademarked. And if you want more information, you can check out our website. If you just Google search Rock On Cafe, it should pop up. And what goes into this program is the menus that we develop. We have a bid across all the districts. We also have nutrition education, as well as recipe development, promotions, and community involvement. And I just want to touch base on the community involvement. This is where this project really came together through the CDC, the State Health Department, and the Broome County Health Department, because without them, we wouldn't have, you know, really taken the initiative to really start looking at sodium. And, you know, as was talked about earlier about the new school meal regulations, they are really targeting sodium. So this was great to kind of be ahead of the curve. And you'll see on the bottom of the slide there are logos. The Rock On Cafe one with the apple is for middle school and high schools, and the other one is for the elementary schools. And we wanted to brand ourselves to really get the message across about healthy eating. And Rex and Roxy, the two characters there, were created by a local cartoonist to promote healthy eating to kids. This is kind of like a calendar of the intervention activities that we do over, this was year one, but it's pretty much consistent throughout all the years of the grant. We have recipe group meetings about every month, and then also we hosted two food shows and brought in vendors and told them, you know, this is what we're looking for, to really start the process of looking for lower sodium foods. These are some of the key elements that I'm going to talk about that we use to lower sodium in our school lunches. So nutrition baseline, the procurement system, vendor shows, menu planning, recipe development, taste testing, especially with students, and in services for our staff. So when I do the nutrition analysis on the menus, I use NutriKids, which is a software program targeted at schools, and it is approved by USDA. Basically, I enter the ingredients into the system. Some are already in there in the USDA database, but a lot of them I try to enter in so it's as accurate as possible. And then you create a recipe, and we enter it into a monthly analysis. That way I can analyze the data, you know, and compare month to month to see, you know, where our numbers are with sodium and other nutrition requirements. On the bottom of the slide, you'll see that our baseline was about 1,420 milligrams. And then for year two, our goal was 1,200 milligrams, which we met. And now our goal for year three is less than 1,000 milligrams. This is a slide of an example of what NutriKids looks like for one day when I enter it into the menu planning software. When you look at it, you can see that all the items are served that day. And what I do is I base it out of an estimate of what kids will probably take out of 100 kids. And we base this on production records of what kids choose. You'll see on this day, you know, a majority of the kids took the pizza, but we also had other options like sandwiches and a yogurt meal that we serve. And I also include the condiments in there because those do play a role in sodium content. These are some of the key strategies that we use to reduce sodium. The first one is reformulation. And we have pizza on our menu that's probably a kid favorite, and when we looked at the items that really we wanted to target, that was one of the ones, you know, cheese is high in sodium and bread, so we looked at pizza, and this item here, an individual round pizza, we actually targeted, and the company, we reached out to the company, they reformulated it, and we reduced sodium, as you can see, from 760 milligrams to 440. Substitution was another strategy that we used, and an example here is our grilled cheese sandwich. We looked for a lower sodium cheese to put in it, which also impacts our other sandwiches that we serve, like turkey and cheese, but here's the grilled cheese example, and that reduced sodium quite a bit, as you can see. Reduced portion size, this is another strategy that we used. Here's an example of tomato soup, which is really high in sodium and isn't even a meal component. It's more of like an extra item on a child's tray. And we cut the portion size in half, and we really didn't have any, you know, negative feedback from students. It was more used as like a dipping for their grilled cheese. And then offer more fresh. We went from, you know, canned items to almost all frozen items that we use or fresh produce. And then the last one was remove menu items. And one of the ones on here is the ham and cheese on a pretzel roll. And now we're serving a munchable, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. Okay, another thing we did with procurement was we wanted to specify in our bid, since we cover all the districts, that we were going to look at sodium when we specified what items we want. And one thing to note here is sometimes manufacturers or companies will still send us products, even though we bid out what we want, they'll send us another one. And what we do is we contact them and say, this is not what we want. You know, we specified on here a specific item. And they're usually willing to work with us. And that's important because not all items are created equal, especially with sodium content. Food vendor shows, and again, I mentioned earlier, we hosted two of them. When we hosted them, we sent out this letter, and we specified it on there what we wanted the entrees to be, how many milligrams, sides to be how many milligrams, and we specified that we wanted entrees to be 800 milligrams and sides to be 300 milligrams or less. And this really made vendors aware of, hey, you know, we're looking at these items and we're really looking at reducing sodium content. Here are some pictures from the vendor food shows. And you'll see on this slide, we have, in this room, we have one of our CDC leaders who has really been instrumental in helping us with this project. And she came to visit us, and we hosted a food show so she could see what items we looked at. Menu planning with the school lunch meal cost. I work with food service directors, and they're always asking me the first thing when we get a new item is, what's the cost? They want to know what the cost is because they're on a very tight budget. And as you can see on this slide, majority of the cost goes into labor and benefits. It doesn't even go into the food. And I just want to point out a free and reduced student will get $2.94 reimbursement back. And a self-pay is on average about $2.50 for our schools. So we're actually losing money with students who buy lunch if they're self-pay. And I broke it down on this slide here with the fruit and vegetable and the milk. You can see what the cost is. I mean, think about when you eat how much food costs. An entree for us has to be, you know, around 57 cents. So recipe development, we have a team, and these are our current focuses, lower sodium items, dark green vegetables, orange vegetables, legumes, and whole grain foods. And we do taste test the items in the schools because it is really important that they're acceptable to students. We don't want to serve something that students aren't going to eat. And the recipe team is comprised of me as well as some of the food service directors and managers. So this is one of our taste tests. We actually did a New York State product, and it was lower sodium hummus. This was in one of our schools, and as you can see here in this school, it was voted unanimously yes. We also do in-services for our administrators and school food service staff. We feel that this is really important because we want them on the same page as us, and we want them to be advocates for the changes that we make in the school because they're the ones on the front line that are serving kids every single day. And so you just hear some pictures from some of the in-services we've done. We also did in-services with our administrators and superintendents because it's very important that we have their support for healthy initiatives. These are some of the new items we selected. I'm not going to go through all of them, but just to point out a couple, the fruit and yogurt munchable, you'll see a picture there. It's fresh fruit, yogurt, a cheese stick, and a whole grain bar. And these we're using in our menus now. So some of the unacceptable products that we have are the unbreaded chicken breasts. We did try these, but we had some issues with the size of the portions, as well as cost and student acceptability. Low-sodium tomato soup, just the taste was unacceptable to students. The reduced-fat, low-sodium mac and cheese, unacceptable to students, and it was also a high cost. And we looked at lower-sodium pizza, spaghetti sauce, and Asian chicken, which, again, were all impacted with cost.
So you can see that there are, the difficulties that schools face in meeting the nutritional needs of their students, given the maze of federal requirements and the financial constraints, to say the least, it's daunting. And So one of the greatest barriers, of course, as Julie said, is cost and of the lower sodium items. And as one example, we made reference to the grilled cheese and tomato soup, which is a favorite of students and one of mine. And if we look at the tomato soup, 6 ounces normally costs about 12 cents. The lower sodium version for that same 6 ounces is about 42 cents. And mixing the two ends up with a cost of about 27 cents. But even with the cut version, that was not acceptable to the palate. So the choice ended up being to reduce the portion size down to 4 ounces. Instead of the 6 to achieve the lower sodium that was needed. And if you add on to that the grilled cheese cost, the cost of the lower sodium grilled cheese and the grilled cheese sandwich going from 37 cents a serving up to 56 cents a serving, that's a 51% cost increase. With the tomato soup, that's 3.5 times the cost if you use the lower sodium version. So costs can be quite prohibitive. And then, of course, there's the issue of acceptability. And then there's the issue of naturally occurring sodium, that, for example, in milk, where you have wonderful ingredients other than sodium that are important to the nutrient intake of the students, but that you can't necessarily modify or change. And so these are being included as part of the diet, adds or contributes to the overall total sodium amount. So in terms of achieving sustainability here, I think Between the health department and BOCES and the work that we've actually done over a number of years, starting, as Julie talked about, the Rock On Cafe, a number of years back being established, before that, the consolidated food purchasing, which has really enabled a lot of the changes that we've achieved over time in working with the schools, of having all of the schools come together, purchase products together, Create menus together, and implement changes over all of the school districts in the county, plus 3 school districts in Tioga County, has really meant that we could make some significant changes to the school nutritional area. So, the standardized menus and the centralized purchasing and so on, I think, are the keys to achieving the success as well as the keys to maintaining sustainability of the interventions over time. There's been a tremendous commitment to the larger goal of providing nutritious meals, them hiring and having someone as wonderful as Julie to be the dietitian who's the driving force really behind all of this, and soliciting the stakeholder support and capitalizing on all of the existing work that's been done to date. So basically, when we look at what we've done, and that's these guys, and I'm the evaluator, so I just try to make it look good, which is, the work on the slides and stuff. Year one, going from 1,500 milligrams down to 1,350, and then year two, going from 1,350 down to 1,200 on average. That's a total decrease over the 2 years of 300. If we multiply that times the 20,000 meals per day that they serve in the 180 days over that time, and we convert that milligrams of sodium reduced to pounds, that's 2,381 pounds of salt that we've removed from the school lunches of our children in Broome County in the 2 years that we've been running this program. And I think that's a ton of work and really wonderful. So thank you.